Browser window, 01 underline Windows 10 basics-objectives.ht.
Hello everyone, this is Dan Clark with the Training Department at Freedom Scientific. I want to welcome you to today's free webinar on Windows 10 Basics with JAWS. I also want to welcome Ron Miller from the Training Department, and he's going to be assisting with the chat area. So if you have questions during the live webinar, you can press function key F8 to move to the chat area.
Chat text entry, colon, edit.
And you can type something there, like a question or comment.
H-E-L-L-O.
And press enter.
Enter.
That moves it out to the chat history area. And Ron and I both will be looking at that from time to time during the webinar. Most of the time during the webinar, I will have the talk key locked. And towards the end of the webinar, we'll open it up for questions. If you have a microphone and you're participating live today, you can use the control key to hold down your microphone. So press the control key and hold it, talk for a little bit, and then let go when you're finished talking. That's how you activate your microphone. For those of you who are participating live, you can press F7 to go to the tree view of users, F8, as I mentioned, for the chat area, F9 for the history area, and F6 is the browser window. For those of you participating in the recorded archives, of course, you don't have the chat entry area. And you just basically have everything running in your browser, and you use your list of form controls with JAWS, insert F5, to find the play and pause button and things like that. The player, the flash player that is used in the training room was recently updated, so it's a little bit easier, I think, to work with. It's just a matter of knowing how to do it. So use insert F5 and you'll find the buttons for the flash player if you're looking at the recorded archives later. In today's lesson, we're going to look at the new Start menu in Windows 10. We'll look at the tab order in the Start menu. We'll look at how to add new folders to the Start menu, how to navigate the All Apps feature, and how to add apps or remove them from the Start menu or the taskbar, either one. We're also going to look at some changes in File Explorer, because there have been some significant changes to the way it opens up initially. We'll look at the tab order there, and we'll look at how to add a folder to the Frequent Folders area. That's one of the new features in File Explorer. I'll show you a little bit about how to snap current windows. And new in Windows 10, you can snap windows to the corners, in addition to just left and right, or up and down. We'll look at the task view, which is a little bit new also in Windows 10, and new virtual desktops. These are some features that I'm finding I really like a lot.
Browser window, document.
In addition, we're going to look at the Action Center. Some of the different things that have been improved in Windows 10 are command prompt changes when you're going to what we used to call the old DOS prompt. They've made some changes there. There's a new feature in Windows 10 called Microsoft Print to PDF. Very cool. Keyboard shortcuts. I've got a few of them listed. Not all of them by a long shot, but there's some of the ones that I think are the most useful I've listed for you in this documentation. We'll talk a little bit about there's going to be an update to Windows 10 coming in November, from what I hear. And we're also going to look at the control panel, or talk a little bit about control panel and settings app, and then look at Windows 10 security and privacy settings. Show you how to get rid of the Wi-Fi sharing and change your privacy options, and look at some of the Windows updates and security features. If you're not aware of them, you should be. So I'm going to push out the next page here.
Document. Page has 23 headings and 3 links. Windows 10 Basics with JAWS, heading level 1, Windows 10 Basics with JAWS, note colon for those of you participating in the live webinar. The following link, visited link, opens the documentation in a new browser window, period. Context menu, administration menu, favorites submenu, leaving menu, escape. Space, speech off.
For some reason, I am not seeing that page push out on my other computer. Oh, there it is, yeah. Never mind. It looked a little different from what I've seen live on this other computer. Never mind, I have a smaller computer for my training test computer, and it's got a much smaller screen. So it was throwing me off. All right, so for those of you who are participating live in the webinar today, we have a link near the top of the page.
Speech on.
Which you can just press tab to if you're at the top of the page, or if you're using the list of links, you'll find it there. Insert F7.
Tab, prior page visited link. Windows 10 tab opens the documentation in a new browser window visited link.
And it says opens the documentation in a new browser window. Because in a few minutes I'm going to start the desktop sharing, which basically is going to put a copy or an image of my computer, what's on my computer screen, in the area where the chat, in the area where the documentation is right now. So if you haven't gotten there, you can press F6 to go to that window and choose that link if you don't already have the documentation open and get your documentation. Of course, as Ron mentioned earlier, I did send out a link to the documentation with the reminder that I sent to everyone. Hopefully everybody got it. And if you didn't get it, you've got a chance to grab it now. So when I start the desktop sharing, that's going to put a picture of my desktop in that text area, which is what we call the browser window, the larger part of the window. And that also does not come through. The visualization of my desktop does not get recorded in the archives. So in the archives, you don't have access to that as well. So let's talk about some of the different things here. Let me go ahead and close a couple of folders, and we'll get started with actually working. And what I'm going to do is
Alt tab, task switching, running application, Alt tab, Freedom Scientific Training Room, left paren, moderator, right paren, 34.
Go ahead and start the desktop sharing.
Menu bar, M, menu, D, document, D, desktop, enter, leaving menus, free, yes, but enter, 18%.
You might see a dialog box appear on your screen momentarily, up, and it should go away by itself. Usually takes a few seconds for it to draw. And I see it coming across my training test computer finally. Now, what I'm going to do first of all is just go to the Start menu by pressing the Windows key.
Search box edit.
And we heard Jaws say search box edit. Now, you might have heard the term Cortana, and that's one of the things you can turn on or off in Windows 10 is Cortana. Cortana is basically Windows' answer, I guess, to Siri or something like that. I guess it's about the most comparison that I could make for it. So focus right now is in that search edit box, and I'm not going to discuss or talk about Cortana because I've got it turned off, and I'll explain why later. I'm going to just press the tab key. So from the search edit box, I'll press tab.
Tab, button, account picture for Dan Clark, button.
Now, that's gone to the top left-hand side of the Start menu, and it's got a button for your photograph if you want to put one there.
Account picture for Dan Clark, button.
And you can also press spacebar there.
Space, context menu, user options, change account settings.
And you can change your account settings, you can lock the system there, you can sign out from there, or you could switch an account from there if you wanted to. There's other ways to do some of these as well, actually all of them. So I'm just going to press Escape to get out of that little context menu that popped up.
Escape. Leaving.
And I'll press Tab to go to the next group.
Tab. Most used list. Box. Outlook 2013. 1 of 6.
So this is a list of most used programs. On this computer, right now, Outlook 2013 is the most used. And when I was doing the documentation for it, I think I had Internet Explorer was the most used. So it's going to vary from computer to computer and from time to time as you use certain programs more frequently. Now, if you press tab from here, there might be a jump list next to that that word for Outlook. I'll press the tab key.
Tab, show jump list button, 1 of 1.
And there it said show jump list. So we have jump lists for almost everything in this most used section. And those jump lists will let you do various tasks. So if I press spacebar here.
Space. List box. New email message. 1 of 5.
I could choose tasks. I could send new email message, new appointment, new meeting, new contact, new task, etc. So I'm just going to press escape to get out of that.
Escape. Most used list box. Outlook 2013. Show jump list button. 1 of 1.
So that's all in the most used section. It's top left side of the start menu. When I press tab again, we'll go to the next area.
Tab. Recently added apps list box. JAWS 16. New. 1 of 1.
Recently added. Now, when I did the documentation, I had not added any software since I had started documentation, so this wasn't there. So as you start adding new software, it will show up here in the recently added section. If I tab again.
tab, Places List Box, File Explorer, 1 of 2.
Now you come to a Places List Box, it calls it. And in your documentation, I've got a picture of some of this stuff. The Places list is down on the left-hand side of the Start menu. And if I press Tab again, that was File Explorer, you'll hear there's a jump list for File Explorer.
Tab, Show Jump List button, 1 of 1.
And Tab again.
Tab, Power button.
And we get to the Power button, and here's where you can also choose to shut down.
Space, Context menu, Power options, Sleep.
So there's Sleep, Shutdown, and Restart there. I'll press Escape.
Escape, Leaving menus, Power button.
And I'll press Tab one more time.
Tab, All apps with new apps available button.
And there's an All apps button, and we're going to look at that in more detail later. And then if I press Tab again, I believe focus will go to the top right-hand side of the Start menu.
Tab, Start apps list box, Life at a Glance group header list box.
Now they call this Life at a Glance. That's just the name of this group, and that's at the top of the right-hand side of the Start menu where there are now tiles, similar to the tiles you had on the desktop in Windows 8. And if I press Tab again,
Tab, Search box edit.
Focus goes back to the search box. Now if I Shift Tab to go back to that Life at a Glance group,
Shift Tab. Shift Tab. All apps with new apps of it. Tab. All apps
again.
With new tab. Start apps list box. Life at a Glance group header list box.
Now, that Life at a Glance, I can press spacebar.
Space. Life at a Glance group header list.
Select that, and I can call it
D-A-N. Apostrophe S space G-R-O-U-P.
Dance group.
Enter. Dance group header list box.
And if I have more than one group, I can press right arrow here and go see. Let's see if there is one. There's not.
Most used list box. Show jump list button. 1 of 1.
Got off of it.
Tab. Start apps list box. Dance group header list.
So if I had another group created, it would be out to the right, and I could just right arrow to it. And then once you're in a group like this, you can just down arrow and left arrow and right arrow.
Dance group header list box. Calendar.
So
1 of 8.
Calendar.
Microsoft Edge.
And Edge and so on. And you can size these tiles. You can remove them. Pressing spacebar.
Space. Microsoft Edge.
Actually started that
Search
one.
Search or enter web address edit.
Hold on. It's not spacebar that you want to do. It is the application key. So let me start that over again.
Search box edit. Tab. Start apps list. Dance group. Microsoft Edge.
So if I wanted to take Edge off of that Start menu, I could press Shift F10.
Shift F10. Context menu. Unpinned from start.
If you're using a mouse, you could just right-click it, and you have unpin from start. You also have resize, and you can change the size to small. It's right now set to medium, so you have small, medium, wide, and large.
Resize submenu.
You can turn off the live tiles, or you can pin it to the taskbar. So you have a bunch of different things you can do. So what I'm going to do is just unpin this from the start, because I'm not going to be using Edge.
Space, photos,
and so now it's gone. Very easy to add things to and delete things from both the Start menu and the taskbar down at the bottom of the screen. So let's talk about how to add new folders to the Start menu. Let's go back to the most used section. I'll press the Windows key. Well, I'm still in there. I'll press Tab.
Tab. Search box edit.
Search box.
Tab. Account picture for Dan.
Picture.
Tab. Most used list.
Most used.
Tab. Show jump list button.
Jump list.
One of one. Tab. Recently added.
Recently added.
Tab. Places list box. File explorer.
So
one
in,
of two.
In the places list box, this is where you can add new folders. So like I've got file explorer here.
Settings.
And you've got settings.
Power button.
And power button.
Place
so really
explorer.
The only thing I've got there right now is the File Explorer. So what if I wanted to add a couple of folders that I find useful and I usually go to quite a bit? For example, my Documents folder or my Downloads folder. Those are two that I use a lot. It'd be nice to have them on the Start menu. So what I'm going to do is press the Windows key and the letter I to open up the settings for Windows 10. Windows key and the letter I. Let me escape out of the menus.
Escape. Escape.
Out of the Start menu. And I'll press Windows I.
Windows I, settings, settings, set, shift, Windows, left arrow.
Get it into view here. Now, once you're in settings, focus is actually on the first icon, although it's not selected. It's on system. And if I press right arrow,
devices.
I'll hear devices. That's the second thing to the right.
Network and internet.
Network and internet is the third one.
Personalization.
Personalization, and so on. There's a lot of things in here, and more is going to be added to this as time goes on.
Network and internet devices.
Go back to the left to system.
System.
Let's see. No, I want to go to personalization. Let's go back to the right.
Devices, network, and personalization.
Okay. So I'll press enter on personalization.
Enter. Background.
And here's a list of categories on the left-hand side, and I'm going to down arrow until I find start. I see that the image that's being projected of my desktop is running way behind. So hopefully you'll see that in a few minutes on if you can see the screen. Just going to press down arrow a few times to get to start.
Colors. Lock screen. Themes. Start.
And there it is. When I find start, I'm just going to press enter on that, and then new options is going to appear on the right-hand side. Different options will appear for start.
Enter. Start.
Okay, I'm going to press tab to explore some of these choices.
Tab. Start. Show most used apps button checked.
So there's a show most used apps. It's called a checkbox by JAWS. It looks like a little slider button that goes to the right for on and to the left for off. Visually, that's what it looks like. But you treat it the same way as you do a checkbox with JAWS. If you're using JAWS, you'd press spacebar to check it or uncheck it.
Tab. Show recently added apps button checked.
There's a show recently added apps.
Tab. Use start full screen button.
There's a use start full screen. This basically gives you the same thing as what you had in Windows 8, where the whole screen was a start screen. And if you're using a touch device like a laptop or let's say a tablet or something like that, you might want to choose to use the start full screen to give you more room for your apps. And you can still use the desktop as well. So you can press the Windows key, even if you have that turned to full screen, and get the start menu. So I'm going to press tab again.
Tab. Show recently opened items in jump lists on start or the taskbar button checked.
And again.
Tab. Choose which folders appear on start link.
And there it is. It says choose which folders appear on start. So I'm going to press enter on that.
Enter. Choose which folders appear on start. Home button.
And I'll tab through some of the choices here.
Tab. File Explorer button checked.
There's File Explorer. That was already on.
Tab. Settings button checked.
And that one was already on for settings as well. Those two were there.
Tab, Documents button.
And Documents is not checked, so I'm going to press spacebar to check that.
Space, checked.
And I'll tab again.
Tab, Downloads button.
And now we have Downloads. That's the other one that I want. I'll press spacebar.
Space, checked.
There are also ones for music, pictures, videos, etc. But those are the two that I use most often, so I'm going to put them right there in the Start menu. I'm going to go ahead and press Alt F4. To close the settings app.
Alt F4. Freedom Scientific.
Let's go back to the start menu. I'll press the Windows key.
Search box edit.
And I'll just press up arrow to go up the left side.
All apps with new apps available button.
There's all apps that was at the bottom right above the search field.
Power button.
Power.
Places list rocks. Settings.
And settings.
4-4. File Explorer.
There was File Explorer. We had those already there. And then right above that now I have
Downloads.
Downloads.
Documents.
And Documents. So it's very easy to add things to your Start menu, as I've said it before, or your taskbar, depending on what you like the most. I have some things that I run on the taskbar, and I have some things that I like in the Start menu as well. By the way, if you have something in the Start, in the taskbar, your icons in the taskbar, let's say you have, I have on this computer, I have Internet Explorer first, and then I have File Explorer second. You can press the Windows key and the number 1 to go to that first one and open it. Windows 2 will open the second one. Windows 3 will open the third one, and so on. So if I want to switch to something really quickly, a lot of times I'll want to test something with both Internet Explorer and Firefox. So I have usually Firefox is my number 1 button on the taskbar. Internet Explorer is number 2, so I can just press Windows 1 and open up Firefox. Windows 2 and open up Explorer real quickly. Let's look at the navigating of the all apps. I mentioned that that was a little bit unique, so I'm going to down arrow until I find it again, still in the start menu.
Downloads, File Explorer, Settings, Power button, All apps with new apps available button.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is just press enter on this, and what's going to happen is we're going to get an alphabetical list of all the apps on my computer here.
Enter, back button, exit all apps, button, checked, all apps list rocks, recently added, JAWS 16, new, 1 of 2.
So I had JAWS 17 on this computer already, and then I said, well, let me go back and install JAWS 16. So I did that right before class. And what you can do here is you can press the arrow keys to move from letter to letter in the alphabet. So I'll press down arrow.
09, 3D Builder, 1 of 1.
So there was 09, 3D Builder. I'll press down arrow again.
A, Acoustica CD Label Maker folder, collapsed.
Acoustica CD Label Maker. Now, what I'm going to do is, it's a little bit inconsistent sometimes, I've seen. So I'm going to press the Tab key to move to the letter A.
Tab A.
Okay. Now, once you're on the letter, if you're in a group with, like, your letters that begin with A or the letters that begin with D or C or whatever, if you press Tab, Focus moves to the top of that list and puts Focus on the letter itself. So I'm going to now down arrow, and it's going to skip over all the A's and go to the next letter.
B.
If I down arrow again.
C.
Down arrow again.
D.
And you get the idea. Now, if I wanted to go back up to, let's say, C, I'll press up arrow.
C.
Now, let's say if I wanted to open up the calculator. I mean, you can do it a lot of different ways. There's a button on my keyboard to do it, which is what I do most of the time. But let's say I wanted to get back into that group for group C and pick one of the letters, one of the apps that starts with the letter C. What you do is you press enter on the main letter C here.
Enter. List box. C. 6 of 30.
And what we have now is a kind of a list of all the letters of the alphabet, A through Z, numbers 0 through 9, and things like that. It's in a grid, kind of columns and rows. The problem with this part right here is that I can see visually those letters that don't have apps that start with that letter. We aren't speaking that with JAWS, so you have no way of looking at it here and reading it with JAWS to see if it works. But you don't have to worry. Just go ahead and press enter on C again.
Enter. All apps list box. C. Calculator. 1 of 6.
And now I have calculator.
Calendar. Camera. Camtasia Studios. Contact support. Cortana.
And Cortana and so on. So if I go back up to calculator.
Calculator.
I could press enter to open that now.
Enter. Calculator. Calculator. Mo drop down list box. Standard calculator.
I've never opened it on this computer. It's huge. It's taken up the whole screen almost. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and close calculator.
Alt F4, 5%.
So to rehash that, if you press the Windows key,
search box,
go up to All Apps,
All Apps button,
press Enter.
Enter, checked, All Apps list.
And you start arrowing down.
B, 3D Builder. A, Acoustica CD Label Make, Acrobat Underline.
At first I'm in just the letters of A. If I wanted to get quickly to B, C, and D, I can just tab and it'll go to the letter A.
Tab, A.
And then I can up or down arrow through the list much more quickly.
B.
Much quicker.
C. D, E, F, G,
and so on. And then when you're ready to find an app that starts with that letter, you press enter twice, basically.
Enter. List box. Enter. All apps list box. G. Get Office. 1 of 5. Get Skype. Get Started. Google Earth Folder. Groove Music.
And so on. Okay. So what if I wanted to, say, add Google Earth?
Google Earth folder.
Let's go on down. Let me go on down to something different. Let's say
get F. Format Factory folder. E. Epson Scan folder. Collapsed. D. Dropbox folder. Collapsed. 8 of 8. Dragon Naturally Speaking 12. Dragon Net Dolphin folder. Dell Opti. Dell Help. Dell Delph F. Contact Support. Camtasia Studios. Contact Support.
Let's just say I wanted to choose to add Contact Support to either my taskbar or to my Start menu. This is in the apps list, and I'm on C for contact support. If I press Shift F10, which brings up a context menu.
Shift F10, context menu, pin to start.
You have a couple of different choices there. Pin to start.
Pin to taskbar.
Or pin to taskbar. Very simple and very easy to do. So if I pin this to the taskbar.
Enter. Leaving menus. Checked. All apps list. Mark.
Now that's now down on the taskbar. You can press Windows key and the letter T, Tango, to go to the taskbar.
Windows T. Taskbar Freedom Scientific Training.
And you can right arrow to go across that.
File Explorer button. Store button. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right paren button menu. Contact support button.
And there's the contact support button that I just added to the taskbar. Now if I want to get rid of that, I can press Shift F10 again.
Shift F10. Context menu. Open.
You have open, uninstall. You could choose now to just move it to the start menu by pinning it to the start.
Uninstall. Pin to start.
Or you can choose Unpin from Taskbar.
Unpin from Taskbar.
So I'm going to choose that. I'll press Enter on Unpin from Taskbar.
Enter. Leaving menus. Taskbar Contact Support button.
And now we're back in the Start menu. So it's really easy to add these things. And as I mentioned, if any of you follow me on Facebook, I mentioned that I really am starting to like Windows 10. I really like it a lot better than Windows 8 and Windows 7. So I'm going to press Escape to get out of the Start menu.
Escape. Escape.
Let me try Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab.
There we go. And I noticed also it still maybe has a few minor issues. On my home computer the other day, the Start menu wouldn't work. And so I ended up going to the desktop with Windows D and then pressing Alt-F4 to pull up the Restart menu. When I restarted it, Windows 10 said, "We noticed that there's a problem with the Start menu in Cortana. We're going to try and fix it for you." And they did. So it's pretty smart. But I think there's still some changes to come. And as I mentioned, there's going to be a major update coming in November. I think it's going to be November 2nd, if I remember reading it right. Let's go ahead and talk about File Explorer now. I'm going to press Windows E to open up File Explorer.
Windows E. File Explorer, Items View Multi-Select List Box, Not Selected A-DAN3.JPG, 4/29/2009/7:06 PM JPG.
Okay, now I've got it looking a little bit different than I had on the computer that I was doing testing with, but basically where Focus lands right now is in what they call the Quick Access area. And I'm just going to press Home.
Home.
And this right here is a list of files that I've been looking at lately, in folders that I've been looking at lately.
Adobe Acrobat.jss.
So I was working with some Adobe files and things like
Adobe
that.
Adobe Acrobat.jss at 552,008.
So what I'm going to do is just press the Tab key here.
Tab, Name Split Button.
Focus goes to the Name Split Button.
Tab, View Modes. View Modes Details Radio Button Chat.
There's a View Modes button. Now that's in the bottom right-hand corner of the File Explorer window. Way down in the bottom right corner, there's a way you can change the modes there. You can also do it on the ribbon. I'll tab again.
Tab, toolbar, all locations, split button.
So this is a toolbar button, and it's up on the top left corner, right next to the word quick access in the edit box where you would press Control E if you wanted to type something up there. I'll press tab again.
Tab.
I didn't hear anything there, so I'm just going to go ahead and press tab again. Hang on a second. Let's see. Looks like I lost speech there for a minute. Let's see if it comes back. So what you normally see, and I'm not seeing it on this one right now, is you see a section for frequent folders, and you also see a section for recent files. I'm thinking I might have changed that on this computer. Let me close it and see.
JAWS Professional. File Explorer. Search box edit.
Start it again.
Freedom Scientific.
Let me do it again. Windows E.
Windows E. File Explorer. Items View Multi-Select List Box.
And we're going through it again. So the quickest way to get to your hard drive is to press Shift-Tab to go to the tree view.
Shift-Tab. Tree view. Level 0. Quick Access Closed 1 of 2.
And I heard it say Quick Access Closed 1 of 2. So if I press right arrow to open that.
Quick Access Opened. 12 items.
You've got some things in there like downloads and Dropbox and some of the more frequent folders and things you used. But my computer's hard drive is named OSC, Oscar Sam. So if I type OS.
OS, level 2, OS left parent C colon right parent closed, 9 of 14.
Okay, it moves right to that. When I press enter now, everything on the right side will show the most recent things in my C drive or the list of things in my C drive.
Enter.
Okay. So the big difference is that you land in that place initially called Quick Access for your frequent folders and recent files. And if you want to get back to your hard drive, which it's nice to have those folders there and files there, but if you want to get back to your hard drive and just look at some of the things there, it's easier to go Shift-Tab to the tree view and then type OS or whatever the name of your C drive is. All right, so I wasn't seeing a frequent folders list on my computer, so let's see if maybe if I can add one. What I'm going to do is go to a folder. Let's say I go to temp.
T, level 1, temp left parent pin right parent not checked, 4 of 12.
See.
Tab, shift tab. Space, speech off.
All right, let me see. I'm just looking at some notes here. If you're not able to see the desktop, you might want to just try logging out of the conference room and come back in. and then you should see an invitation to either view the desktop sharing or not. So I apologize for that. I'm looking at the chat area there. All right, so let me pick a folder here.
Speech on. Temp. Dell.
All right, there's a Dell folder, which I don't use very much, so it shouldn't be in my frequent folders anyway. But what I'm going to do is press the application key or use Shift F10 again.
Shift F10. Context menu. Open.
And what you have is I have a choice here.
Open. Open in new process.
By down arrow a few times.
Open in new window. Pin to quick access.
There's one that says pin to quick access, and that's the one I want. I'll press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus.
Okay, and now what I'm going to do is just close File Explorer again.
Alt F4.
And then I'll reopen it with the Windows key and the letter E.
Windows E. File Explorer. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected a-dan3.jpg. 4/29/2.
Check something real quick.
Alt V. Upper ribbon. Ribbon tabs tab. View tab selected. 3/3. Leaving menus. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected a-dan3.jp.
Just changing some of the way it looks here.
Leaving
it more like what I had in my documentation. I had changed the look to details, and in my documentation I had it set to tiles, if I'm not mistaken. So I just wanted to make sure it was looking the same. Let me close it again and reopen it.
Alt F4.
And Windows E.
Windows E. File Explorer. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected.
It's a little bit closer, but still not quite. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close that.
Alt F4.
All right, let's look at snapping Windows real quick. Let's see what I've got running here. Let's go ahead and open up Windows E again. Windows Explorer.
Windows E. File Explorer.
Now, it's taking up the full screen right now. If I wanted to tile it to the left, I could do Windows left arrow.
Windows left arrow. Snap assist. Running applications list box.
Okay, and now in Windows 10, we have something called Task View that's popped up on the screen, and I can see the other windows that are behind this, so to speak, out to the side. Okay, so I'm just going to press Alt-Tab, make sure I'm back in the right window.
Alt-Tab. Task switching. Running
File
applications.
Explorer. And now if I press Windows up arrow. Basically, it's taking up the top left corner. So if I pressed Windows left arrow first and then Windows up arrow second, while the focus was in that application, it's moving it to the left and then up. So it's taking up one quarter of the screen in the top left. So in Windows 7 and 8, you could do half of a screen either on the left or right or top and bottom. Now you can actually put four different programs into different corners of Windows and have it open all at once. They're going to be a little bit smaller, of course. But it's something new. Now, I just mentioned Task View, so I'm going to press Windows up arrow to maximize this window again.
Windows up arrow.
And I just mentioned Task View. It's a new interface that basically combines with window switching and virtual desktops. We'll talk about virtual desktops in a minute. To get to the Windows Task View, you press Windows key and the Tab key. Windows Tab.
Windows Tab. Task View, Running Applications List Box, File Explorer, 1/1.
And it shows a lot of my different running applications. Now I've got some of them running in the other window over there, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Escape to get out of this view for a second.
Escape, File Explorer, Items View Multi-Select List Box, Not Selected a-dan3.jpg, a-dan3.jpg OS left parenthesis colon right parenthesis.
Okay, I'm going to go back over here and grab a different
Alt-tab.
Window.
Task Switching, Alt-Tab. Freedom Scientific Training Room left, Alt-Shift-Tab, Alt-F4, Alt-Tab, Task Switching, Running Up Back, Browser Window, Next Page Visited Back, 01 on Back, Document,
what I wanted.
Windows Left Arrow,
there you go.
Snap
so I
Assist,
got the
Running
training
Applications
room there
List
now.
Box, File Explorer.
So I press Windows Tab now.
Windows Tab, Task View, Running Applications List Box, Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right paren, 1/2.
Okay, I have two different programs now. Side by side, and when you press the Windows key and the Tab key to open up Task View, the windows that are there are lined in rows and columns. Right now I've only got two of them, and I can just left and right arrow.
File Explorer.
There's File Explorer.
Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator.
And there's the
right
training
paren.
Room. So it's almost like Alt-Tab, but you don't have, it keeps them up there. When you press Alt-Tab, the task switching window goes away. Okay, but when you use the Task View, Windows key tab, the windows kind of show up as smaller thumbnails, and you can just arrow around and pick the one you want and then press Enter to open that one again. So if I press Enter now, it'll open up the Freedom Scientific Training Room.
Enter. Freedom Scientific Training Room, left paren
moderator. In the foreground.
Right.
Okay.
Alt space. Menu bar.
Minimize
menu,
that.
N. Leaving menus. Alt space.
And minimize
menu,
this
N.
one.
Leaving menu.
Now the other thing is that it has the ability now to create virtual desktops. So I can have several applications running in one desktop, and I can create a virtual desktop and have some other applications running. So when I press, there's a keystroke to add a virtual desktop. It's Windows key Control and the letter D, Delta. So if I press Windows Control D.
Control Windows D.
Now I have a whole new desktop that doesn't have any apps running. It has all my icons and everything. It has the start menu. It looks like a brand new desktop, but it's basically nothing running. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Windows key R.
Windows R. Run dialog.
And I'll
type
open
the name
up
of a program.
Notepad.
N-O-T-E. Notepad. Enter. Untitled-Notepad. N-O-T-E-P-A-D.
So this is Notepad here.
This is Notepad.
And let's say I open up another one. I'll press Windows D to go to the desktop.
Windows D.
And take FS Reader, for example, our Daisy player.
F. For F. 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 FS Reader 3.0. Enter. FS Reader-Untitled.
And so now, if I press the Windows key and the Tab key.
Windows Tab. Task View. Running Applications List Box. FS Reader-Untitled. One of two.
On this particular desktop, the virtual desktop that I've got going here, this is called Desktop 2. I have two programs. I have FS Reader.
Untitled-Notepad.
And Notepad.
FS Reader-Untitled.
Now, I can switch back to Desktop 1 by pressing Windows key control left and right arrow. So I'll press Windows control left arrow.
Control Windows left arrow. File Explorer.
Now I've got my first desktop, the original desktop running, and I've got File Explorer.
Freedom Scientific Training Room left.
And the training room there. So in essence, this gives you the ability to have multiple programs running in one instance of the desktop, other programs running in another instance of the desktop, and it really gives you the ability to flip back and forth. Let's say I wanted to do some copying and pasting between two programs. You know how Windows does when you do copy and paste? If you press Alt-Tab and let go, it goes to the last program that you were in. So you can very easily copy and paste between those two programs by pressing Alt-Tab. It'll go right back and forth between the last two programs you used. But what if you've got 10 programs running and you want to copy some things from two of them, and then you want to copy and paste some things from, let's say, applications 3 and 4? So I could put applications 1 and 2 in one desktop, applications 3 and 4 in another desktop, and I can switch back and forth between the desktops with Control Shift left and right arrow, and then just do my Alt Tab for whichever program. I don't have to go hunting for them to do the Alt Tabs again. I know where they are and which desktop they're on. So it just makes it a little easier if you're handling multiple windows, which I know a lot of us do. So I'm just going to press right Windows Control right arrow to go to desktop 2.
Control Windows right arrow. FS Reader dash untitled.
And I'm going to close that one. You can close one of the virtual desktops when you're in it by pressing Windows key Control F4.
Control Windows F4. FS Reader dash untitled.
Now it brought those two programs over into my current desktop because I had them open. I didn't close them first.
Windows Tab. FS Reader dash untitled. Windows Tab. Task View.
And so I just have now one desktop with all four programs running again. Okay, so I'm just going to press Escape. Let's see, let's go back to FS Reader.
Freedom Sign Untitled, FS Reader Dash Untitled, Enter, FS Reader Dash Untitled, Alt F4,
really
Dialog.
And this time I'll just Alt Tab until I find
Task Switching,
Notepad,
Running Applications List Box,
and Alt F4 to close that one.
Alt F4, Notepad, Don't Save, Enter, Dialog, Alt Tab, Task Alt Tab, Freedom Sign, Windows Right Arrow, Windows Up Arrow, Windows Right Arrow, Windows Up Arrow.
You get back over here.
Alt Tab. Task Switching. Running Applications List Box. File Explorer.
File Explorer.
File Explorer.
I'll close that one.
Alt F4.
Just getting rid of some of these windows. There's a new thing called Action Center. You know, when you have things that come into your system tray, where there's Windows updates or where there's something else, like, let's say, a notification that comes in, it's just to the right of the sound button on my computer system tray, way on the bottom right, and just to the left of the clock. Now, it doesn't right now show up in the list of running applications for JAWS, which is Insert F11, but you can get to it very quickly just by pressing the Windows key and the letter A. So I'll press Windows key A for Action Center.
Windows A, Note button.
And what happens is it pops up a vertical area on the right-hand side of the screen with actions in it and some buttons and different things there. And the last notification that I got, I'm just going to press the Tab key.
Tab, All Settings button.
There's an All Settings button.
Tab, VPN button.
VPN.
Tab, Quiet Hours button. Tab, Location button chat. Tab, Clear All button.
There's a clear all, so if you get a bunch of notifications there, you can clear them after a time.
Tab, List Box. How likely are you to recommend Windows 10 to a friend or colleague? 1009A, one of one.
So there's that. There's one of the notifications that I got. They get stored here, so you can go back and look at them. It's kind of nice. And if I had more than one there, I could up and down arrow through them. And, of course, I could choose to clear all of them, or I could press Shift F10 and get my application key again.
Shift F9.
Oops, wrong key.
Shift F10. Space. How likely are you to recommend Windows 10 to a friend?
I hit a wrong key there. Now they want me to take a survey, so I'm going to close that.
Alt F4. Freedom sign.
Back in Windows A.
Windows A. List box.
All right, well, I accidentally, when I did that, I closed it. I was going to try and show you a couple of other things there, but it's a very nice way to go back and look at those notifications that you might have missed. Let's go ahead and talk now. I'll just press Escape to close Action Center.
Escape button.
Because it went away. The notification that I had there went away. And let's talk a little bit about the command prompt or the DOS prompt. So to open up the command prompt, there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can go to the Run dialog and type CMD for command. Or you can just do it in the Start menu as well. So I'll press the Windows key for the Start menu.
Cortana.
And I'll type in CMD.
CMD.
And we have command prompt that pops up as the first thing. And I'll press enter.
Enter. Command prompt. Command prompt.
Now, this is the old DOS window for some of you who are familiar with that. You can type different things like dir and get a directory, cls and do clear screen. I'm not going to try and teach command prompt here. But what I wanted to show you is that they've made some nice changes to it for those of us who do use it. I'm going to press alt spacebar.
Alt space. Menu. System menu. Restore unavailable.
And up at, or down at the very bottom is properties, so I'll press up arrow to wrap around.
Properties.
And I'll press enter on properties.
Enter. Leaving menus. Quote command prompt quote properties dialog. Options page. Options page. Cursor size small radio button chat. One of three.
Now, there's a cursor size radio button. There are three choices, small, medium, and large. If you're a screen reader user, you want to keep it on small, because if you make it medium or large, then that cursor is blinking very quickly in that window. And as it gets larger, it's going to cover part of the letter, and it's going to make it speak the letter every time it blinks. So with the cursor set to small, you don't get that repeated A, 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 you know, every time the cursor blinks on the letter A, for example. So I'm going to leave pretty much everything on this page. It's a multi-page dialog box. I'm going to leave it alone. Press Control Tab to go to the font page.
Font page. Each character is :6 screen pixels wide.
And you have some choices here for sizes.
14. 16.
So you didn't have that capability. You had a very limited capability in prior versions of the command prompt. And you have some limited choices that you can choose for fonts as well. So I'm just going to leave it at 16 point. What it is right now is Consolus, if I read it right. I'm going to press Control Tab to go to the layout page.
Layout page. Window preview.
And here you can change the height and the width of the window. And, you know, you can type in the numbers if you tab through this. I'm not going to play with that right now. I'll go to the next page, though. Colors page.
Colors page. 100% 100. Screen background radio button chat. 24.
Now here you have a screen radio background radio button. You also have a radio button for the screen text, which is the foreground, if you will. There's also a radio button for pop-up text and pop-up background. So there's four radio buttons there. You pick the radio button you want, and then you can tab to a list of colors, which JAWS doesn't read right now. But there's also a selected color value, red, green, and blue, edit box, edit spin box that you can go to. Okay? So, for example, if I tab over to the red, green, and blue values,
tab.
That tab doesn't speak. That's where there's some images of different colors that you could choose.
Tab, selected color values, red colon, edit spin box, 0.
So if I leave red at 0 and green at 0.
Tab, selected color values, green colon, edit spin box, 0. Tab, selected color values, blue colon, edit spin box, 0.
And blue is set to 0, so zeros is all black. If you just wanted to change it to blue, you can look up these numbers for the different colors on the web, and blue is 225 with a 0 for red and a 0 for green. So if I type 225 here and press enter.
Enter. Edit unavailable. Command prompt.
Now my command prompt has a background that's blue instead of black, and it's got white text. So the default was white text on a black background. Now I've changed it to white text on a blue background. So this is really nice for those of us who occasionally use the DOS prompt or the command prompt. I was having trouble with my laptop seeing it because the resolution was so small. It made it, or so high a resolution, it made the text very small. With Windows 8, I hardly ever used it, but now I'm able to use it again because I can make the text large enough to see. So I'm going to type exit, E-X-I-T.
E-X-I-T.
To get out of that. Oh, you also have copy and paste. If I shift left, right, shift.
Selected.
You can copy and paste. So it's basically the same sort of commands that you get for Windows. You can hold down the shift key and press home to select from the end of the line to the beginning of the line and so on. Copy that and then paste it again in various places. So I'm just going to type exit for now and get out of that. Press enter.
Enter. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right paren.
So let me show you how to
Alt
do
tab. Task switching. Running applications list box. Freedom.
Let me open up
dialog.
Firefox.
Windows D. Hold F. 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 Firefox. Enter.
What I'm going to show you is print to PDF.
Firefox plus Windows 10.
And I'll just go to the address bar.
Alt D. W. Period. F. R. E.
Go to freedomscientific.com.
Freedom Scientific homepage dash.
So let's say if I wanted to create a PDF of this web page or any document, it could be a document, a web page, or anything. If you go to the print dialog box with Control P, Papa.
Print dialog. Printer name colon combo box / Michigan /
Now we have ours named printer building one, etc. hardware. I'm going to press Alt down here to open up this list.
Open list box /.
And there's Adobe PDF.
Adobe PDF. Fax.
And there's right below that.
Microsoft Print to PDF.
Is Microsoft Print to PDF. And if I press enter on that.
Enter. Microsoft.
And then enter again, it's going to create a PDF of this page.
Enter. Printing read only. Printing. Save print.
It's
going to
ask you for a name of it.
File
I'll
name,
just call it
TEFT.
And press enter.
Freedom Scientific Homepage dash Mozilla Firefox. Printing read only. Freedom Scientific Homepage. Freedom Scientific Homepage.
And JAWS is just reading that stuff to me right now.
Alt tab. Task switching. Running applications list box.
Oh, and it
Freedom
it
Scientific
it,
Training Room. Deck of Alt shift tab.
Notice where
Freedom
it put it. Probably put it in my documents. Let's see.
Search box edit. Play, file down documents.
So convenient that I added my documents folder to the start menu.
Enter. Documents. Items view multi-select list. TES. TES.
Test PDF. There it is.
Enter. Reading a tagged document.
Now, it does not create tagged PDF. Okay, so it's going to create untagged PDF. And when you're running that with JAWS, it's going to ask if you want to read add temporary tags. I'm just going to press escape to get out of that.
Escape.
For now, just to show that what's there now is a picture or a PDF of the Freedom Scientific homepage. So when I gave it a name, it saved it into my documents folder, and I went and grabbed it and just opened it up. It doesn't open it up automatically, but it's opened up in Adobe Reader, and I'll press Alt F4 to close that.
Alt F4, documents, items view multi-select list, rocks, test.pdf.
So we've already talked a little bit about some of the different keyboard shortcuts for Windows 10, Windows key A for Action Center. There's a new one, Windows key G, Golf, to open up the game DVR recorder. If you're a gamer playing games, you can use that to record the screen. But you can also use it to save videos from any open Windows app or desktop program. Now, it doesn't work on all computers because you have to have a pretty good graphics card. So if I press Windows key G here.
Windows G.
It's thinking about it. While it's thinking, I'm going to go ahead and read some other ones. There's Windows key H to open the share charm. Windows key I, we already talked about, was Windows 10 settings. Windows key P to access the project screen, like if you're using a projector. And there's several others as well. I'm not sure.
Alt tab. Task switching.
If it
running
pulled
applications
it up or not.
List. Alt tab.
Didn't seem to
Freedom,
do anything.
Alt tab. Freedom Scientific Training
Windows
Room.
Windows D, real quick.
Windows D. Folder view list. View.
Try it one more. Oh, What I want to do is Windows G opens up the game DVR recorder, but let me try, there's another key, Windows Alt G to start recording.
Alt Control G.
If I do it right, Windows Control G.
Control Windows G.
And I guess I must not have the appropriate graphic card on this computer because it's not doing anything. Okay. Give it a try on yours if you got one and see if it works. I haven't had a computer yet that it worked on.
Task switching,
but it did give me an error message on my home computer where I was practicing as well. So previous versions of files
task switching,
is
running
nice.
Applications, list marks,
so if I go into
Shift Tab, Tree View, Level 2, Documents OS,
to
enter,
my
tab,
hard drive,
items, view,
and let's say I go to for a file that I use a lot, that would be
enter shell folder view items view list box item exclaim exclamation exclam exclaim exclaim exclamation exclaim, shift tab enter
go back here
shift tab.
What I want to do is go ahead and go back over to the tree view. And open that up.
Items view multi-select list box. Not selected test.jpg. Date.
And I'm looking for Dan.
D, level 3. Enter. Tab. Item space. Office 2015-08-0.
Let's say I try this one. I'll do a Shift F10 on any file.
Shift F10. Context menu. Open.
And what we're looking for is under properties.
Properties. Enter. Leaving menus. Dan. Shell folder view. 2015-08-
It might be kind of hard to see here. Let's see. So what it does is it's got a new tab page. There's a
general tab
page in properties. It's always been there.
Security tab.
There's been a security tab page there.
Details tab.
And there's always been a details tab page when you choose the properties of a document. But now you have one called previous versions.
Previous versions tab.
Now, in this case, I picked one that had no previous versions available, and it's telling me that in the middle of the window. But if you had versions 2 and 3 back, it will show those to you in this list. It's very nice. And you can actually restore those versions as well. So I'm going to escape out of that.
Escape. Freedom Scientific Training Room, left paren, moderator, right paren.
So let's real quickly talk about privacy and security settings. By default, basically, Windows 10 is set to share your internet connection over the Wi-Fi. And that could pose security risks, so if you want to turn it off, what you can do is go to the Windows key and the letter I to open up the Settings app.
Windows I, list box, system, 1 of 9.
And I'm going to press right arrow until I get to Network and Internet.
Devices, Network and Internet.
And I'll press Enter on that.
Enter, data usage.
So there's data usage. And I'm going to down arrow. Oops, hold on.
VPN. Dial dash up. Ethernet. Enter. Ethernet. Dial dash up. Enter, dial dash up. VPN, enter, VPN.
Now I'm not seeing it on this computer. It probably is because this computer doesn't have a Wi-Fi capability that I've got here. So I'm just going to leave it alone. I've got these instructions there. If you do press the tab key, you'll find a link there that says Manage Wi-Fi Settings and press Enter on that. And when you tab through those choices, you'll find one that says Connect to suggested open hotspots and also connect to networks shared by my contacts. And those are two things that you probably want to change and turn off. So I'm going to press Escape.
Escape.
Let's see, do an Alt F4. Actually, I think I can do a backspace to go back.
VPN.
Yeah.
System display, notifications, apps.
So let's look at a different one. Let's go to Privacy.
Time and language. Ease of access.
Still in settings,
privacy.
The settings app. So under privacy, I'll press enter.
Enter, general.
And let's just tab through some of these choices here.
tab, change privacy options, let apps use my advertising ID for experiences across apps, left paren, turning this off will reset your ID, right paren button, check.
Okay, that's just letting them use my advertising ID, which I have no idea what it is, but I don't like that, so I'm going to turn it off.
Space.
By pressing spacebar, I'll tab again.
Tab, turn on smart screen filter to check web content, left paren.
I'll leave that one on, turn on smart screen filter, tab again.
Tab, send Microsoft info about how I write to help us improve typing and writing in the future, button check.
So Microsoft is basically tracking how you write, and they're collecting this information anonymously, but I don't like them doing that, so I'm going to press spacebar.
Space.
Turn that off, and I'll tab again.
Tab. Let websites provide locally relevant content by accessing my language list, button chat.
And again, here there's letting websites do some things to access your language list. So there's a bunch of different things here that you might want to consider changing. Now, this is just on the general tab page. If I go tab forward to go back to the word general.
Tab. Manage my micros tab. Privacy statement link tab. Home button tab. Search box. Find a setting. Edit.
Okay, it doesn't go forward, so I'll have to shift tab back. Or it might just be hanging up right there for a second. I notice sometimes that it does do a little bit of hesitation. One of the things about Windows 10 is it will
shift tab. List box.
It will do upgrades in the background. So I'm back on general.
Location.
There's location.
Enter. Location.
I just pressed enter on that. And basically it's saying that right now the location services for this account are on. Apps and services that you allow can request location and location history. Down arrow again.
Camera.
There's one for camera.
Enter. Camera.
That says let, by default, let apps use my camera.
Microphone.
Microphone the same way.
Enter. Microphone.
Let apps use my microphone.
Speech, inking, and typing.
Speech, inking, and typing.
Enter. Speech, inking, and typing.
This is one that I turned off. I'm going to tab here to go forward.
Tab. Getting to know you, Windows and Cortana can get to know your voice and writing to make better suggestions for you. We'll collect info like contacts, recent calendar events, speech and handwriting patterns, and typing history. Turning this off also turns off stop getting to know me button.
So basically they're collecting things like your contacts and your calendar events, your speech and handwriting, and your typing history. So if you like having them track all that stuff, that's great, but here there's a button that says stop getting to know me, and I'm going to press spacebar on that.
Space, pop up, turn off button.
It's going to tell me that it's going to turn off dictation and I can't use Cortana, and I'm going to say that's fine, turn it off.
Space, getting to know you, Windows and...
And now it changes that button to a get to know me button instead of getting to know you. There's some other notes in your documentation about the different settings that you might want to take a look at, and like I said, you're giving away a lot of information to Microsoft, whether it's... something you want to do or not is your own personal choices, but I did want to show it to you, how to get there. Okay, let me go back to the training room and turn off the desktop sharing. I'll push out the next page.
Context menu. Admin escape. Menu bar. Context menu. Properties. Exit. Properties. Leaving menu. Freedom Scientific training room.
And it's right at the top
browser window
of the
document.
Hour. Oh, I think I went back. Let me go forward here.
Graphic 114 button. Browser window, 03 underline.
So I pushed out the contact information page there. It's right at the top of the hour, and we usually run about an hour or so, but we'll stick around for a few more minutes for questions if anyone has any. And I saw a lot of questions coming in through the chat area, so I'm going to let the microphone go and take a look at some of those as well, and we'll try and answer some of these questions for you. I think Ron may have answered some during the webinar, so... If you don't have a microphone, you can press F8 to go to the chat entry area and type your questions there as well.
Bobby Vinton. I'm wondering about the Windows 10 upgrade. I mean, I don't mean to be getting a little off topic with Windows 10, but is the upgrade going to be a whole nother install where we have to use narrator and then, you have to put JAWS back on?
Hey, Bobby, we have some information on our website that I'm going to refer you to. Just go to the Freedom Scientific website. Let's see if I can pull it up here. And if you look on the JAWS page, where it says JAWS 16 updated, 10.14.15, Windows 10 ready. If you go there, I think you'll find some information that'll take you out to the page that I'm thinking of. We've got two or three different pages there that talk about Windows 10 and our support for it and what you need to know. So just take a look out there. If you can't find it, just do a search in the search edit box for Windows 10, and you should find it. There's two or three pages with questions and answers. It was a fairly easy process to do the update. It took a couple of hours on some of my computers, so it restarts itself several times during the process. But the thing is, you're probably going to have to use Narrator as well.
There's a page in your chat text history that I think people would like. You want to try to put that in the email with the archive? And how do you set your icons to come up when you hit insert F11?
That's a good idea, Mitchell, sorry. We could take the chat text. I'll save that at the end of the thing and add it into the email that I send out to the archives, because there was a lot of things I saw going through there. Luis put a link of an article explaining the private settings and if you should turn them on or not. He said he's going to leave it in his Dropbox for a while, but there's the link. Okay. And somebody asked, do you know anything about Microsoft Edge and its accessibility for JAWS? Microsoft Edge is not accessible for JAWS or any other screen reader at this point in time. Microsoft themselves are recommending that you use Internet Explorer for the time being until they can get it up to speed. See if there's another one. The keystroke for creating a virtual desktop was Windows key Control D Delta. Just going backwards through this. I'm not going to do any demonstrations of Cortana right now, but that might be something for a future webinar. In Windows 10, somebody's asking, what's the quickest way to get to Windows Update? There, you don't have the choice for Windows Update like you used to. And Control Panel was where you used to find it. There was a thing called Windows Update. Okay, but they took that away because in the background now, this is doing it all for you. What they've done now instead is, if you look under, I think it's System. No, it's under Update and Security. If you press Windows key I and go to the Settings app and you choose Update and Security, there's a Windows Update there. It's the very first thing in the list. And what it says, though, is it says, we'll automatically install updates when you aren't using your device, or you can install them now if you want. And there's an Install Now, and then there's an Advanced Options. And in that advanced options, it says choose how updates are installed. It says automatic is recommended. I'm going to change that to notify to schedule restart, because I don't want it to restart when I'm just sitting there. It'll restart when you're not doing it, when you're not using it, but it's on. So you might be sitting there and it might be downloading Windows updates, and then all of a sudden your computer restarts. So I changed it to notify to schedule restart. And there's another one that says, give me updates for other Microsoft products when I update Windows. That's fine. But there's another one that says, choose how updates are delivered. I'm going to click that link. By default, Windows updates, and when it's turned on, which it is, your PC can send parts of previously downloaded Windows updates and apps to PCs on your local network, or PCs on the internet, depending on what's selected below, and they're both on. So basically what Microsoft is doing here is they're doing all these updates in the background, which is good in a sense, okay? But personally, I don't want my computer being used to send out updates to other computers over the web. that's going to slow the performance down on my computer, I think. So there's a choice there to turn that on and off. I didn't mention that earlier, but at least it's in the recorded part of the archive and how to get to it. When you turn that off, it says it turns off PCs on my local network and PCs on the internet. There was also a choice just for PCs on my local network alone. So when you turn it off, it turns off both of them.
Hello, Dan. This is Brian Hartran speaking. Thank you very much for a very instructive webinar. I've learned quite a bit today. There was just one query I had. When you brought up the start menu and you were in the edit box and you typed a phrase in order to bring focus to the command prompt, I noticed that JAWS didn't say anything there, like it would do with Windows 7 or 8. When you type in a phrase such as Word, it will announce the application that would be launched if you were to press Enter. Is JAWS not saying those prompts now at the moment, and it will come later on? Was it just an accident that it didn't say it? What's the situation, please, with that?
Hello, Brian. Good to talk to you again. I know it's late over there where you're at. It's probably about, what, 7, 6-ish, something like that. I think it was just an accident. Let me just press the Windows key again. Oh, I had speech turned off. Let me turn it back on.
Speech on.
And what I'll do is I type CMD.
CMD. Command prompt. Desktop app. Command prompt. Desktop app.
Now that time it read it twice. But yeah, it reads it fine. It just didn't read it that one time.
Apps group. My commands protect.
There's some other things there as well.
Escape. No. Escape.
But for the most part, it should be working.
Can an app have two versions the way it was in 8.1, so it has a mobile version and a desktop version? That was a bad thing. Did they get rid of that?
Hi, Jim. I'm not sure about that. I know that, of course, Windows 10 has a mobile, has the ability to be installed on mobile devices, and that's really the trend for the new things in Windows 10 and also in Office 2016, which was just released. I think it was on September 22nd they released the Office 2016 officially. So the whole theme of Windows 10 and Office 2016 apps is the ability to share information and to do collaborative work, to store things in the cloud, and to transfer them and open them with any of your devices. I don't know if that answered your question or not, but I know that your apps will work on your phone, tablets, and on your PCs as well.
Oh, Dan, let me rephrase the question I asked about Windows 10 upgrade. I did not mean upgrading Windows 10. I meant upgrading to Threshold 2. That's what I meant. If you said, you know, it took a couple of hours, I mean, are we going to have to go through the same upgrade process when we use Threshold 2, which is going to be coming out when? This Tuesday or Monday? That's what my question was. Sorry about the misunderstanding. Hopefully I rephrased it properly.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, that helps me. And it is called Threshold 2. That's the code name for it. And it should be coming out on November 2nd, which is
1:10:25 p.m.
Monday.
Wednesday.
If we all heard the same thing, which I think we did. For that update, I honestly don't know, of course, because I haven't seen it. But I'm just going to guess that it should do it all on its own. If you have JAWS running and set to run first, you should be okay. That's just my guess, okay?
What are places?
Hey, Dan, did you catch the second half of my question? How do you set icons to show up in your system tray with 10?
How do you get what to show up in the system tray? I didn't hear you.
Your icons, like JAWS for Windows and stuff like that.
How do you get them to show up in the system tray, Mitchell? You use Insert F11 if you're trying to see them with JAWS. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking how do you get it to where you can see them when you hit Insert F11?
I think that's a default setting of different applications as to whether they get put in the system tray or not. So you have the ability to add things to your start menu, and you have the ability to add things to your taskbar. But I think it's really a program feature and a design feature in the way most programs are written, whether or not it can be shown in the taskbar. Like, for example, JAWS has that ability to either be shown or not shown in the taskbar. Other programs like your antivirus and your zone alarm and different things like that, they are designed to show up in the taskbar. But it's really a design of the program and the people that make the program, I think.
Hi, Dan. I hope everybody enjoys the link that I put up for the Windows 10 shortcuts. The question I have is, when you're using multiple desktops in Windows 10 and you know, your computer goes to sleep or it restarts, are them closed and you have to start from scratch again?
Mike, can you just repeat that question again? I'm sorry, I was trying to get something straight on my desk here. Apologize for that.
Sure. My question was, when you're using the multiple desktops in Windows 10, if you restart your computer and then turn it back on, are them desktops gone or are they still working?
Ah, gotcha. I believe they're still there. If I remember right, I haven't had a whole lot of time to play with it, but I seem to recall that they were there because when I started, I looked at my computer. I think it was the one at home. I was playing with it just to get some practice there, and I remember seeing the desktops, the virtual desktops, showing up when you press Windows key and the Windows and the Tab key together. And again, you can do Control, Windows key, and left and right arrow to switch between the virtual desktops. I'm pretty sure they still remain there. Now, the programs may not be open, of course, if you shut down the computer, but the virtual desktops will still be there.
Early in the webinar, you mentioned places. What are places?
Places are when you go into the start menu. It's the one that's like your documents and your downloads and file explorer and settings. So it's just there's two parts there to the left-hand side. Well, actually three parts to the left-hand side of the start menu. Going from the top, well, four parts really. Going from the top, you have the button for your name and your photograph and to give you the ability to log in and log out and things. That's the first thing. It's just one item at the top left part of the start menu. The second part is the most used apps. The third part is recent apps. And then the fourth part is the places list down at the bottom, close to where the start button itself is. And that places list contains the documents and downloads that I just added. And also by default, it has File Explorer and settings there, and your power button and your all apps button.
Dan, is there any way to reorder items on the taskbar?
There is. I didn't see who asked the question. Sorry, but there is a way to reorder them. I know with the keyboard. With the mouse. I don't know if it can be done with the keyboard or not. I'd have to try it and see. So if you want to maybe drop me a line by email, or if you want to just type it in the chat area there, then I can get back and try and figure it out and answer it. But I'm not sure if it can be done with the keyboard or not.
Yes, is there a way to delete a virtual desktop?
Claudia, your mic was coming in pretty hot there. I didn't quite understand. You want to try again one time?
No, just wait. Is there a way to delete a virtual desktop? Like, if you made a virtual desktop by accident, is there a way to delete it?
I'm sorry, I still didn't understand you. Ron, were you listening? Could you maybe understand that?
You said, is there a way to delete any virtual desktop that, say, gets created, then either intentionally or unintentionally, can you just delete it and return to the normal desktop as we've known it all along?
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. you can delete the virtual desktops with Windows key control, function key F4. If you think about Alt F4 closes a program, and you're using the Windows key control to do your Windows control D to add a virtual desktop, Windows key control F4 is the keystroke to close one. So you'd move to that desktop and then press Windows key control F4.
Hi, Dan, it's Jason. On virtual desktops, is there any plans to add any speech feedback when you switch desktops? So when you do control Windows left and right arrow, have JAWS give you some sort of feedback that you have, in fact, flipped to a new desktop?
Jason, I'm not even sure if our developers have actually looked at that. I have no idea. Sorry. It is something that we can find out. I'll do a little bit of checking around and see.
Hi, Dan. It's Nazreen. First of all, to answer the question about the person who asked about apps on the taskbar, no. You have to actually manually delete all of the apps, because I've tried this, and then you have to re-add all your apps manually one by one in the order you wish to if you're not using a mouse. So that's one. Dan, so to ask, first of all, is with the fast boot, is there a way we can, if we don't want that, we can turn that off? Because I noticed with fast boot, you miss the welcome screen for Windows. That's one. And then it kind of goes right into, I believe, dumps you into desktop. But if you restart, if you have an update or something, and you restart, you will definitely bump into the welcome screen. So that's kind of handy, I think, for many reasons. So I wanted to know if we can kind of revert back to that. So that's one. Two, I was wondering, I'm running JAWS 16 right now. I have a shiny new computer, and I'm also running Windows 10. I'm finding that, and I've set the JAWS tutors and all that to beginners, and I'm finding it's not as robust. I'm wondering if that's a JAWS 16 thing. I'm going to be getting JAWS 17, so I'm wondering if that's something that I'll find a difference. Because sometimes when I'm alt-tabbing back, I just hear or see nothing. So it's like, it doesn't even sometimes announce focus on or off when it diverts focus. Though I have that checked in the quick settings. So I'm wondering if that's like a JAWS thing with Windows 10 and 16. Will that be changed in 17? Or am I not having the right JAWS set since I had to start from scratch on this?
Push the talk button.
I think that was Nazreen talking, but I couldn't quite tell. It, on my computer, at least, you were fading in and out, and I had to turn the volume so far up, all the way up, to even hear anything. It sounded like you were asking several questions, though. And what I would say, Nazreen, is if you can just put those into an email for me, that would be great. Thanks.
Okay, I will, Dan. Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. That was much better.
Yeah, I'll try again. So my first thing was about the fast boot. I'm wondering if in Windows 10, if there's a way to kind of dislodge that and get back to the welcome screen. I noticed when you do a restart in applications and whatnot, the welcome screen does pop up when you do a restart. It was handy and helpful for that reason. And second of all, I wanted to find out from you, I'm running JAWS 16 and Windows 10 on a shiny brand new computer, and I was wondering, I have it set to beginner verbosity, but it doesn't seem to speak a lot. It goes right from the power boot into the desktop, and sometimes it doesn't say desktop unless I actually, you know, I'm assuming it's there, and I toggle a key to see, you know, what I want to open my email or whatever. So that's two. And number three, you were talking about in the advanced settings about the if you have a local networks and stuff and not sending information to the internet. So you said there was one button where you can just have the computer share. Your local network share, is that an option? Because I haven't explored that area yet, rather than having everything go to the web and Microsoft kind of being big brother there. Can you just isolate it to your local network? That's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, you were still fading in and out a lot there. So I got parts of the questions, like the JAWS 16 beginner verbosity. I don't think that has anything to do with the way JAWS is talking, like when the computer boots up. I think it's just a matter of sometimes it'll say something if there's focus and sometimes it won't. What I usually do is just press Insert T to see if it's loaded. And under the advanced settings, I don't remember exactly which one it was that you might be asking about, but if you go under the privacy settings, there are about 13 or 14 different pages of stuff you want to go through. And I would go through all of them if I were you and just double check them.
To put in the system tray, you can go Windows X and go down to Configurations, and there's an area up in there where you can add to the system tray. And I was wondering with the microphone and the camera, it said turn on apps. Can you turn them on some apps and not on all apps?
626 buttons.
Thanks for that information on the Windows X and the configurations, Roberta. That's good. I'll try that. Yes, and The answer is yes. You can selectively choose apps that have access to your microphone and to your camera.
I was wondering what you can tell me about how JAWS is working with Office 2016, as I'm thinking about using Office 365 eventually.
626 button.
Hey, Hi, Travis. I was actually just playing with it today myself, Office 365, in preparation for the webinar I'm doing in a couple of weeks on Office 2016. So it works fairly well with it. There are differences, of course, because you have some things you can't do. For example, in Microsoft Word Desktop, you would press Control O and it would open up a file, open dialog for you to look for documents. Obviously, if you do Control O and you're running 365, it's a browser window, so it's going to open up the IE or Firefox, depending on the browser. So some of the controls that you're familiar with for the regular Office programs will actually be used by the browser. So they have some different ones in there, like Control Alt and something else, if I remember right. I was just briefly looking at it. But my understanding is it works pretty well. It might take you a little bit more time to learn things and get around. But overall, the differences in Office 2013 and Office 2016, looking at just the desktop versions, very, very slight differences, not a whole lot. And JAWS should work fine with it. And as I was saying, I was just playing with Microsoft Word today in Office 365, and it seemed to be just fine.
Isn't it still true, though, that when you have Office 365, you can actually download a desktop version, so you would be able to use the same old keystrokes?
I don't know the answer to that one, Travis. I'd have to go out and look. It would be nice if you can, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, Dan, I'm hoping you can hear me now. I was just going to answer the question to the gentleman who had about pinning things to the taskbar. If you're using a screen reader, you have to delete all your pinned items and then re-add them in the order in which you want them to appear. If you're using a mouse, obviously it's a lot easier. You can do it faster. Also, 2016 is coming out. Office Suite, Dan, do you have to buy 365 for that, or is it just going to be like 2010 and 2013 where you don't need to do that, or is it all sort of subscription-based?
Hi, Nazreen. You can buy the desktop versions, but the desktop versions, it's a one-time fee, and you can buy the desktop version either for a single user to use it on one computer and a tablet, or you can buy it a little bit more expensive configuration for the desktop that will let you install it on for up to five people. And Office 2016 is separate from Office 365, but Office 365 has been upgraded, basically, to Office 2016. So it's just a matter of whether you want to work on your desktop. You're going to be using this, you can use the standalone, or if you want to work in the cloud, you can use Office 365. And then, like Travis was saying, I don't know if you have 365, if it automatically gets you the desktop version. I didn't see anything about that on Microsoft's site when I was looking.
In my last place of employment, we went to an Office 365 system, and there was a download to go ahead and install the basic apps on the computer for at least 2013. I would assume it's the same for 16. Also, as you're thinking about buying a 2016 standalone, if someone wants to try that, you do need to recognize that there's a dramatic price difference between, say, the student and the professional version. So if you want Microsoft Outlook, you're going to pay a lot more money.
Good points, Travis. Good points. And it also might be that when you were thinking about having that ability to download to the desktop, that may have been, I don't know for sure, but that may have been one of the more expensive versions that they sell for corporate environments as opposed to individual. I'm not positive.
Hey, everybody. I just want to let you know that I helped somebody buy Office. And I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, the home and student version was $150. And I think the professional version was roughly $300, if memory serves me correctly. Hope that helps.
Yeah, that's true. You can get the key for like the student home for less fraction, and then the other stuff is about $300 to $500, depending on where you are, if it's enterprise, business, just regular professional, depends.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording, and if you have any other questions, we'll stick around for a few minutes And then we're going to go ahead and say call it a day. Thank you all for joining us. It's been fun. And I think you'll really like Windows 10. I've still got a lot to learn about it myself, but I'm liking it a whole lot better than the prior version. So thanks for joining us today.